They set out walking and found themselves on a soft, dappled trail under thick, twisty limbs of live oaks, passing signs for a greenhouse, a groundskeeper's residence, and a rose garden. They walked toward the center of the gardens where the Thoroughbred Horse Museum was housed in a stately brick building. Surrounding the museum were life-sized bronze statues of horses in various poses, running, jumping, and standing at attention. Underneath each statue, on square marble pedestals, were bronze plaques about the award-winning thoroughbreds that each statue represented. Jane and Grace paused to read the plaques, but Donna grew restless with the lengthy histories and walked ahead.
"Which way is north?"
Donna called from the other side of a spectacular rhododendron planting. The bushes formed an umbrella above her head and were covered in lavender blooms.
"I think we'll get the most shade on the north side. That's where we should stake out a spot for our easels. Do you know how many people are going to be at this retreat? Maybe we should pick out our spot and get here before the others tomorrow morn."
Jane and Grace finished reading the horse plaques and ambled in the direction of Donna's voice. They heard her exclaim,
"Oh my, there's a reflecting pool over here. Now, this is where we could get some great paintings. Oh my, this is pretty,"
Donna continued.
"Wait till you see the way these trees reflect in the water. I bet everyone's gonna want to."
When Donna's voice trailed off, Jane and Grace looked at each other. Donna was 75, the oldest member of the group, and they knew she had a weak heart. It wouldn't be the first time that she'd gotten dizzy in the heat.
"Donna," Jane called, "everything all right?" "Oh my, oh my, oh my,"
Donna babbled.
"I think I need a place to sit down."
Jane and Grace hurried along the path to catch up with her. The rhododendron path opened onto a walkway surrounding a pool with raised cement sides. The pool was rectangular, about 20 feet long and 8 foot wide. Irises lined the brick walkway, and giant oaks formed a living ceiling above their heads. The pool was cluttered with dark leaves, and the branches of the trees cast shadows on its surface. In the afternoon sun, the water was a mix of rich colors: sparkly gold highlights, murky black shadows, and blood-red depths. Jane and Grace found Donna sitting, head in her hands, on a large cement bench shaped like a Victorian sofa. Rushing to her side, Jane grabbed her friend's wrist to check her pulse. Grace slipped her arm around Donna's neck and sat down beside her.
"Do you feel faint?"
"No. Well, yes. I guess I do," Donna blurted. "But it's not my heart. It's..."
She waved her hand in the direction of the reflecting pool.
"It's that."
Both Jane and Grace looked where Donna had gestured.
"Go over to the pool," Donna said. "You can't see it from here. It's at the bottom."
Jane and Grace glanced at each other, then cautiously approached the pool. Shadows and leaves obscured their view until they stood by the very edge of the water. And there it was.